This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You're gonna get hard if you play us.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
All right, pitch 25 in Edo. Come on out and hang out with us. The Astros game is over. They took it on the chin 8-1. They may have celebrated a little bit last night after locking up the division. But we are at pitch 25 in Edo. Come hang out with us. Big shout out to Sagamore Rye Whiskey. Make sure you get by your local liquor store and ask for Sagamore. Sagamore Rye Whiskey's making it happen. Come by here. There will be tastings. There are tastings. You can get you a quick pop of that Sagamore Rye Whiskey. And if you come through, make sure you ask about the Frozen Orange Crush, a little mixed drink, signature drink for the day. The American Godfather, which is another Sagamore signature drink, as well as the Cold Fashion. I got a Cold Fashion coming my way. Ron, I got you one of them Frozen Orange Crushes. I know you liked it last week or a couple weeks ago. I figured you'd like the frozen one. And at least you're the connoisseur of frozen drinks for me. So I want to make sure that we make it happen. There we go. There we go. The old Cold Fashion, Sagamore Rye Whiskey, and the old Frozen Orange Crush. Ah, there we go. Thank you. Thank you, Case. Thank you, baby. Appreciate it.
When you get a chance to party, party.
One thing to take away from today's Astro game is you say Kikuchi. Ron, you got his line. You say Kikuchi had another good outing, which I think moving forward, we talked about this with Hunter Brown two games ago. Obviously, Yordan Alvarez last night, and Kikuchi today is – we just want to, if these guys are going to play, if they're going to participate, we just want them to stay on a roll, and Kikuchi had another good outing.
Yeah, six innings. There were two runs given up, but they were unearned because Shea Whitcomb had four errors today. The Astros had four hits. So he had as many errors as the Astros had hits.
Shea, it'll go away, Shea. I threw four picks in the second half against the Giants, man. People at some point in time will forget about it. Maybe they'll randomly bring it up once a week to you, but it'll be okay, man.
And also, take like the advice that Clint had. After he threw those four picks, he bounced back the next week. And
never saw the field again.
Never mind on that.
No, next time I started a game, it was in Amsterdam.
Never mind on that, Shea. Actually, don't ignore Clint. he went six innings, no earned runs, eight strikeouts and one walk. The strikeouts has continued to go up, has been his calling card since he's been in the league, but definitely since he's been traded to the Astros. So another big outing from him.
Shea, don't worry about it, baby. We'll get beyond it, man. We got playoffs here. But look, after the Texans took one on the chin last week from up in Minnesota. Which Tyler was in attendance, by the way. I'm trying to keep him.
We don't have to talk about that.
You're fair. Ron's rubbing off on me. You are right. You're right. I didn't have to bring that up.
I think it's a big part of it.
But the Vikings took
King the Vikings in there.
Yeah. That guy right there. He was in Minnesota. The Vikings obviously gave it to the Texans last week. It was ugly. The biggest, I think, talking point, hot button topic coming out of that game is Laremy Tunsil. And overall, more disturbing or more alarming is just the problem that the Texans have had this year with penalties. It's not been one game. It's not been one person. It's a problem throughout on both sides of the football. And, Ron, I ask for one thing. I said this in a post-game show with Sean Pendergast. You and I talked about it Monday. I think we may have even talked about it yesterday. All I want is for D'Amico Ryans to straight up just say, hey, man, it's been addressed. Like, not, hey, it was a bad game. We're gonna brush it under the rug. We're going to move on. Or we're just going to get beyond it. Or we're going to 24-hour rule. We'll forget about it. Blah, blah, blah.
Every week, though.
I want the guy that's responsible for my Houston Texans to simply say, everybody relax. I've addressed the situation. Well, D'Amico Ryans, he spoke once since the game on Monday. I didn't feel any better about what he had to say about the penalties. Let's see what he had to say today. He spoke today and was asked, obviously, about the penalty problems that the Texans have had.
Pre-snap definitely has been addressed. Again, we spent time on that, talked about it. We addressed it, and we see on Sunday that it's been addressed, and we'll handle it really well. Offensive line had a great day at work today. Everybody's dialed in. Everybody understands who we are, what we're about, and what it's going to take for us to get back on track, and that's what we're focused on.
Ronnie checked every box. It's been addressed. Everybody understands. We're working on it, and everybody's been good this week. And what I really like is the part in there in the middle when he said, oh, we'll play a game on Sunday and we'll find out. Right? I mean, I don't
think we'll show you. Now,
right. D'Amico ain't no fool. He knows, like, just because you can line up right and stay on sides and not jump early in practice don't mean you're going to do it on Sunday. So it's got to happen on Sunday or it's all for none. But I love the fact that the head coach has, and almost, like, you could also, he wasn't irritated with the question. Like, CJ's almost irritated with talking about Minnesota. Like, talking about, like, and I can see where these guys would be. But D'Amico Ryans wasn't irritated with it. D'Amico Ryans just simply said, almost with a tone of like, hey, man, I get it. I know why you're frustrated. I know why you're pissed off. But it's been addressed. So that's all I could ask him to do, Ron. And he did it. And I'm ready to move on.
Hopefully it was addressed differently than after the Bears game. Because the Bears game, penalties was a big talking point,
sure,
coming out of that game,
sure,
and it showed up again. So I would imagine maybe there had to been new tactics,
right,
done or deeper tactics done with it coming out of this week. So
yeah,
because it's back-to-back weeks where they've had double-digit turnovers.
Well, with this offensive line, with the experience that you have on offensive line,
penalties. Penalties. Yes.
With the this offensive line, as talented as they are, the draft capital you got invested, the sheer salary cap you got invested, they can't be the reason why you can't convert third downs. I mean, it just flat ass can't be the reason why you're not able to convert third downs, and they can't be committing penalties that are pulling first downs off the board, and so taking explosive plays off the board, and the truth is, Ron, is we should, and we've had this conversation today. We'll have it again, I'm sure, before the show's over. We should be talking about this team's inability to generate a pass game at this point in time. Like, a consistent pass game that's on schedule, on time, in rhythm, the way that we've seen this group execute in the past.